Hey, what's up? What's going on, everybody? It's Jay here. I know I sound super excited when I'm doing these intros here because Jenny just sucks all the energy out in a good way on the podcast. But what would your life be like if you met someone who could show you how to get everything you wanted and more? Well, guess what? We're about to talk about that right now on the show. So strap in. Let's go. Ladies and gentlemen. Let's go. Holla, holla. Level up. Lifestyle. Level up. Wellness. Level up. Level up. Damn level up. Good time. Level up. Level up. Level up. Level up. Ladies and gentlemen. Let's go. Hit it.
Holistic Life Podcast, presented by Save One Radio.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Holistic Life Podcast. I am Jenny Holla, one of your hosts. I'm here with Jay Holla, your other host. And we are excited to be here with you today. Just imagine if this was the first time that someone's ever listened to this podcast and this is the intro they listen to.
Yeah,
it'd be like very interesting. So if this is your first time, know that we almost always have a different intro, and it is usually like 98.99% of the time.
You being crazy.
Me acting a fool. And Jay hiding right now. He's hiding. I can't even see his face. Hiding behind something because he can't believe that he is here with me. But you know what's funny is when we listen back to these, usually in the car, sometimes when we're like sitting at home, we laugh. We're like, oh my God, we're so silly. So guess what? I'm so excited. It was time. It was time to move on to a new season. We have closed the chapter on the last season and we are opening a new chapter, a new season. This new season is Lifestyle Redefined.
Which happens to be the company tagline, our company tagline.
Yes. And I know what you might be thinking, like, what the hell? Like, what is this, like a big promo? No. Look, I'm telling you, if you haven't already figured this out or learned this through listening to our episodes, Jay is a very, like, intentional being. He's very intentional. And he puts all the pieces together in a very, like, purposeful way. And so we actually, when we first launched our company, 2J Holla, which is two J's because of Jenny and Jay and our last name's Holla. That's our company. That's what it was. And I remember after we had our logo created that we were like, oh, let's have a tagline. We weren't sure.
What are you doing?
I can't see you. I'm talking to the lampshade. I'm like moving around trying to see him because we're having a conversation, but I'm speaking to a lampshade. So we came up with this tagline, Lifestyle Redefined, because it literally is what we do. We help people to redefine their lifestyle. Jay, this isn't a video. They can't see you smiling with your big, huge smile.
You're doing a great job. Continue.
Oh, my God. Okay. You know what? I feel like when we're having these conversations, it's really frustrating because it's a conversation. I feel like I'm over here doing all the work.
I'm taking the opportunity of the lamp to mess with you.
This is fucked up. Okay. Yeah, but this is like serious shit. This is like changing your lifestyle and redefining it.
I got notes here. I hate notes, guys.
Oh my God, don't look at them then.
I mean, I have to look at them because they're irrelevant to the conversation.
Oh my God. No, this is for real. This is for real shit, even though we sound like we're completely all like blah, 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 about this. This is kind of like a mini little preview into like you seeing me being all like annoyed that this isn't happening the way I thought it could happen in my head. And we're being all like, hey, like we should know this shit. Let's talk. And you're like hiding behind the thing. Notes. apparently I was buying time. No, I don't know.
No. Like, go ahead. I'm waiting. Like, you do so good with these intros.
The intro's done. I already had the weird intro.
No, not that intro. Oh. Like, continue. You're doing good.
Okay, so tagline of the company and the name of the season. Because, you know what? Here's the thing. With the name of the season, Lifestyle Redefined, what we want to infuse into this season and what our goal is, this is our goal personally and professionally, everything is we want to help more people in this world experience more fulfillment, more freedom, true, like authentic, true happiness. Not just like, I'm happy because I'm supposed to be happy and I have the money in the house. I'm happy. When really they're not.
If you sound like that, you're definitely not happy.
Well, duh.
You're faking it.
Like, that we want people to really enjoy their life to the fullest, to be able to have that fulfillment, the freedom, and do it all on their own terms. Experience the things that they want. Do the things they want. And that's what we want to infuse into this season, is giving you different tools, conversations, resources to help you redefine your lifestyle. I have a little hint for you.
For me or the people?
For the people. For the people. I have a hint. We have been doing this the whole time in the podcast.
Like, I'm so confused right now. Why are you whispering?
Because it's a hint. I'm giving you a hint. We have been doing this the whole time in the podcast. But hey, look, it's about new energy, new season, and really, honestly, it's an opportunity for us to give you the opportunity to focus on you, okay? I'm just saying. Okay, I have, like, something just popped up, and it's a side note. And if you feel like it's too much of a side note, then pull me back in. So I was scrolling on social media, and I saw someone post about how something in their business didn't go the way that they had hoped it had gone.
Mm-hmm.
And they knew that it wasn't their fault, and they did, and they said, I know it wasn't my fault because it was out of my control. However, when I can't fix things, I feel like a failure, and I've cried for 2 days.
Mm.
And it's interesting because I was reading this, and look, I understand this is no judgment. I understand that we are all on our own journey, and we all, honestly, myself included, we have contradictions in what we say and what we do. And sometimes we say things just out of habit.
Right.
Because it's just never come up for us to, like, realize, like, wow, I'm saying that? Like, oh, I didn't realize. Like, I just always said that. And I feel like when I listen on social media and I pay attention to these things and I notice where people, especially people who say, you know, I have a growth mindset and I'm, you know, doing these things and I'm growing and I'm expanding, you know, and then I see something, I'm like, oh, there's an opportunity right there, because sometimes we don't notice. Now, I'm not going to call them out in social media, but I'm just thinking about these things that you may say in your life that are on autopilot, because maybe you have a belief that for people to see me as good in my position or good at my job or good at my career, that I have to care so much that let me demonstrate and say the words that I feel like a failure, even though I know I can't fix it and I cried for 2 days. Does that then give the perception, or, you know, this is all subconscious, right? The perception that you work hard, you care a lot, and you really aim for perfection for your clients and your business. But I also think about the psychology and the energy behind those words. I know there's nothing I could have done about it.
I got nothing for this. I really don't know where to put it, honestly, because of the conversation and keeping the person safe. I need a little bit more context, but I'm trying to generalize it. Well, from where you're going and what you're saying, I'm trying to generalize it. Because honestly, I want to know more about the situation and just dive a little deeper. That's just how I'm wired. I think it goes back to kind of what you said earlier about being on autopilot. And I don't think any answer is the right or wrong answer. Because I feel a lot of what we go through is, there's so much wrapped in that, wrapped up in that. There's so much wrapped up in that. There's autopilot. There's, if I say this to my social media audience, they're going to tell me I didn't do anything wrong or whatever. So in that getting love that I'm seeking or whatever I'm seeking, getting that fulfilled, just personally going through your own mindset, not you, but in general, your own mindset shift and struggles and you know, taking that a step. It's just so much,
right?
You know,
the reason I brought it up, and as you were saying that, it made me realize the intention for bringing this up is that is the purpose of this season. And why, even though we've been talking about a lot of these concepts, is why we wanted this season to be called Lifestyle Redefined. Because if you want to really step in to your power and your greatness and embody the confidence and do the things that you want to do in your life and more of it on your terms, and you want to really feel fulfillment and you want to feel the happiness, it does require noticing where there are things in your life that are out of alignment.
Right.
Noticing where you're showing up in a way that could be a complete old pattern, an old program, an old you that's showing up, like you said, on autopilot in moments that then energetically is completely dismantling the work that you've done.
It's a lot. It's a lot in general. And we know it's a lot. I'm going to speak for myself. Definitely not going to speak for Jen, but I feel a lot of times this is a labor of love,
mm-hmm.
at times. And because we talked about, like you said, we've talked about a lot of this stuff about what we do kind of like indirectly, and you know, like with the strategies and a lot of other things. But like as you've been coming to realize, even in the past few days or weeks, like this is the real work. What we talk about is the real work. What we ask you to do is the real work. And I feel, honestly, sometimes, well, there's many reasons why people don't want to quote unquote do the work. Sometimes it's, they perceive it to be too hard. And I think saying something like it's too hard is, sometimes you got to deal with shit. You know what I'm saying? Like deal with how you thought you showed up in the world and kind of dealing with the reality or fact you kind of don't show up as you thought you did. And, you know, that kind of hurts. Example, because somebody might be like, Jay, what are you saying? Linked up recently, last time we were in Houston, a friend from high school, this dude, know, for years, we've known each other from middle school. And we were talking about a situation and he's like, yeah, man. There you go again. You always the instigator. You always the instigator. You know, I was like, I was kind of like, wow. I never saw myself as the instigator. You know, I didn't think that's how I showed up, right? But in that, you know, if someone, even in that, that was a learning lesson. You know, I could have asked, well, what made me the instigator, right?
Mm-hmm.
But me being me, I asked myself, like, you know, first it's just like, no, I'm not an instigator, right? But it's just like that, looking at that. If that's how they viewed me, well, he viewed me, and not saying that was a good or bad thing. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't saying, oh, you're an instigator, you're a horrible person. It's not what you're saying. It's just that's kind of how I showed up in his reality. And it's like, okay, what does that really mean? How do I feel about that? You know, and was I really instigating things? And sometimes like looking at yourself in that way, like really sitting in front of the mirror and just sometimes staring at all the impurities, it's like, oh, this hurts. And I think a lot of people don't want to face that, or some kind of fear comes up. But as we realize, and as some many of our clients can tell you after working with us, yeah, the work is challenging, but the other side is so much better.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking with what you're saying about the being the instigator. It made me think of just a shift in perspective on being the instigator, because even you in that relationship with your friend, you know what that means as of like the container of your relationship. But I just had this idea like, okay, cool. You know what? Like, let's just say, you know, you're like, hey, it made me feel a ways, and it had me go, is that really how I'm seen? But also it's going, you know what? I am an instigator. I'm an instigator of change. I'm an instigator
exactly.
of, you know, getting people to think deeper. I'm an instigator of creativity. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can flip stuff like that.
And but even with that, there comes practice. That there's practice. And, you know, that's kind of what I was saying. That's where the work, from doing the work, that's where you're able, that self-awareness comes in when things that trigger you or activate you, you're able to stop and say, let me step back and really look at this. Because right now I'm in the moment. I'm in this scene.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Let me. And if I'm in this scene, I'm kind of like the director and the main actor, right? Let me yell cut real quick. Let me step back and really look at this scene from a different angle and really get the full picture and then step back in and readjust myself. But that's the work we're talking about. That's the work we help people do, you know, to be able, when someone says something, to be able to stop and be like, okay, that's how they view me. Where are they coming from with this? And being able to ask in those situations. Just think about relationships, man. Just everything. Everything changes when you do the work.
Yeah. Well, and I'm thinking about my personal experience going through this. I personally, like, I choose and I want to always better myself. That's something that I'm interested in. But also it's nice when you, quote unquote, get a break from doing the work, because doing the work all the time or a lot, you know, it could be like, geez, man, I just want to go back to living life. But the thing is you're able to do the work and live life. You can do them at the same time. And when you have a container, that you're with a coach or with a therapist, if you're going to, you know, do that type of work in conjunction or before you work with a coach, when you're in a container like that and you're really evaluating and paying attention, right? This like heightened self-awareness, and you're paying attention to the things you're saying, and the coach or coaches are helping point those things out for you.
Right.
Right. Because if that person would have been a client of ours and they were working on something that would have been in conflict with that post is something we would have brought up with love and just reflected it back. Hey, you're working on this over here, yet you're here still showing up in the world saying this.
Right.
Tell me how that makes you feel. Like, did you realize this? Did you know this? And hey, look, it's not for me to judge. I'm not judging. I'm just reflecting it back. And you, at the end of the day in the conversation, get to tell me or tell us, you know what? This is how I see it. It's all good. I say it for this, that, and the third. Okay, cool.
Or just like.
But having you like pay attention to the words that you're using. Or just
getting down to the nitty gritty. You know what I'm saying? What was your intention in writing this post?
Mm-hmm.
What was this your intention?
Yeah.
Because I could read into this.
Yeah.
And before I read into this, I want to know where you were coming from before I reflect back to you.
Right. Right. And not that we would go and pick apart everything. It just depends on what the person's working on.
Right.
You know, so if they're working on confidence or they're working on, you know, showing up stronger and shedding things, then, you know, we may bring up stuff like that. But it's just interesting because so many people want to change, but I feel like it's just, you don't know how, or you don't have that container. Or maybe you don't have the support system, or maybe also too, you're not fully clear. And so when we work with people, there's the three steps that we take people through to help them.
I was stuck on want to change. I don't know if I fully agree with that one. For some people, I feel that's just you're partially right. You're partially right. I just feel for like some people, that's just kind of something nice to say in the moment for everyone to hear. Mm-hmm. Kind of look like you're doing something. Oh, I want to change, but do you? Because you keep on doing the same old stuff. I feel the people who want to change keep on trying things. And then they're to a point where like, I've tried this. And there's a disconnect somewhere, right? But that's going off left field. Sorry.
Yeah, because I took notes anyway, because I figured one of the episodes we can do as part of this series is change versus transformation. Okay, you can't see him, but he's dancing. He's happy about this. Yeah, you know, so what I was saying is that, you know, when you are ready, when you are like, okay, you know what, I'm sick and tired of this hustle and grind. I'm ready to change. There's something, like, I feel like empty. I feel like there's something else calling me. There's something bigger for me. I really want to expand and I really want to step into something even more amazing. And I'm not really sure what it is or have an idea. And I need help, you know, figuring that out, right? When you get to that point where you're like ready, like you're ready to dig in and dive in, there's three steps that we take our clients through. And Jay, I want you to share that from the define, align, design.
The first thing people have to do is define, you know, whatever you're looking for, happiness, joy, like unfulfilled. What is that? Like, what are you defining the thing that you're not unfulfilled by? What are you defining that as? How does that look? And I'm being like deep. Well, maybe not deep look, but just start to get an idea. You know, we can help you with the deep part. And happiness and joy, like, what does that look like? Because I feel a lot of people, not everybody, but a lot of people, they're living someone else's life. My mother, my father said I should do this. You know, society says I should be successful if I do this. But are you truly happy? Have you reached success? How are you defining success? Like, what is your definition of success? Like, sitting down and really, really digging deep into that and figuring out what that is. Because a lot of people know the surfacey stuff, you know, whatever that surfacey thing is. So I'm not happy because I'm overweight. Honestly, that's surfacey. That could be a part of it, but there's something underneath that. And it's just like digging a little bit deeper and saying, huh. And I think too, with that starts to put you back in the driver's seat, the captain's chair, because it's like you're the director, you know, whatever you say goes.
Yeah. And two, in this, you're really identifying, you know, what's not working, and you're getting clear on that so that you can start to shed the things that aren't working. Just for example, like I gave with the story. Right? You start to realize, like, wow, I'm showing up and saying these words that aren't supporting me. I'm showing up and telling these same stories over and over. I'm showing up and even telling myself over and over in my own head these things.
And being stuck, you know, once you get down to the core and like hyper aware of the thing that really has you stuck, you'll start like going through emotions. I stop going through the motions. You know, I feel like a lot of people just continue to go through the motions. You know, I'm doing this because, but what do you really want? And the second thing you need to do is align your desired result, your ultimate outcome, with the 360 degree lifestyle blueprint. And I think this is like super important because a lot of people will focus on one particular area. You know, I'm overweight. Let me go to the gym. Let me do this diet thing. Let me get on this 30, 60, 90 day plan, but you're not really addressing the real issue. You know, you could be stressed, you could be overwhelmed, you could be anxious about your life in general, which could lead to you gaining weight because these things would trigger you to overindulge in other things, which it's a pattern. So basically aligning where you want to go with action steps to get you there.
And this is where we look at your eight dimensions of life. I mean, we're looking into everything because we believe in the holistic approach, like Jay said. So just saying it a little bit different way, it's not just about the physical. It's the physical, the mental, the emotional, the spiritual, your career, quality of life, relational, social, and your self-discovery.
You want to use William's example? Of the lock, I had a copy machine one, but I think the lock goes a little bit better.
I don't remember what it was.
Where you have basically three combinations, and if you screw up, anyway, okay, I'm totally butchering that. I'll go with the copy machine one. Basically, these eight vital parts of your life is like a copy machine, you know? And it's like if you have a paper jam, the entire machine is going to stop. or if you're running out of ink, the entire machine is going to stop, right? So all these little pieces work together. You need ink, you need paper, you need all these things. You can't just be like, oh, I have ink for the copy machine. We can make copies and no paper, right? And that's what a lot of people do. They're like, oh, I'm going to work on my wellness, but my relationships are shit. I hate my job. You know, I don't even know what hobbies I like. But going to the gym is going to fix everything else. No, because all these things, they intertwine. They link up. You can't really have one without the other. Yes, you can work on one, but still you have to kind of equally work on everything else too. And I think this leads us to step three.
Which is now, you know, after we've gone through everything, I love this part. It's not like my favorite part is the design part. You know, we help you to design and integrate this blueprint that we've created together for your life. Not some cookie cutter, right? We don't give you a cookie cutter life plan. No, no, no. We really figure this out and dig in for you and help you to expand your thinking and expand what's possible for you. And then we help you integrate the steps. And this, you could do this for yourself. Once you design your own life blueprint, you design this, I encourage you to dream bigger. Open your mind to what else is possible for you. Not what you believe is possible right here in this moment, because that right there limits you.
Right.
In this exact moment, that limits you. And this is where, you know, you design lifestyle redesigned, right? Like, I want something different. I want to show up differently in the world. I want to amplify. Maybe you're like killing it. You want to amplify what you're doing. You're still redesigning your life.
Right.
It's not because you hate your life, although it's possible that you don't like aspects of it, right? You may love your life, but you just like are wanting to amp it up or take it to another level or integrate things then you haven't integrated yet. So this is when you get to put it all together. And what we really believe in is helping you to be able to create the habits into your life so they last sustainably. Not just like, woo, I feel better, okay. No, no, no. Like, shit's going to hit the fan, right?
Helping. Yes, yeah, you could do this by yourself. Mm-hmm. You could. You could. So do you necessarily need a coach to help you with this? No, not necessarily. But the thing that we've come to find out is not only is that coach there for accountability, they're there to push you out of your comfort zone, like stretch your belief system, like question, kind of challenge your beliefs too. Not in a bad way, but you know, is that truly what you believe? Do you really believe, you know, you're not really worth making X amount of money? Where do those beliefs come from? Do you really believe whatever thing that is? And just challenging that belief system to get you to stretch more. Because if you do this by yourself and you're stuck in your, I mean, if you do this by yourself, you got to have some hella willpower. You got to have some hella motivation. Like, you know, I'm talking some, I don't know what I'm talking, but it's some out of some world shit right
yeah,
here.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to get to a certain point because, yeah, I'm just thinking about my own journey, right? Like, there's a lot of these things that you're like, cool, I'm going to do that. I'm going to listen to this audio. I'm going to listen to that audio. I've been listening to Jenny and Jay. I'm going to put these things into place. But I feel like you said, eventually you get to a point where you've maybe exhausted all the options. And if you keep trying it on your own, it's going to take much longer
right
to get there. Because guess what? You already have a life path. It's going to unfold as long as you keep moving.
Right.
But is it going to unfold in 20, 30, 50 years, whatever? Like, for me, man, I'm not trying, like, no, like, I don't want to wait 50 years. And not because I want to rush it, but because I'm like, nah, like, I want to get the most out of life. I want to experience life while I'm here. Like, I really want to level up and align myself with a different timeline for myself because I have raised energetically. And that was one thing I was going to say that I have noticed that is really powerful is when you say yes to hiring a coach, especially when it comes to transforming something. You know, there's some transformational work involved in your mindset and your life and everything. When you say yes and you commit to that container, even before your first call, the work is already happening. Just by committing, just by saying yes and putting down your payment or putting down your first payment or paying in full, the work is already happening.
I want to say something too. Like,
it's already happening.
I always say this. There's a difference between need and want, right? Like, oh, I need a coach. I need a coach. I need a coach. I need a coach. And I'm going to put this out here. The people I want to work with is the people who know they don't necessarily need me, but they want to work with me because they know the type of work we will do is going to spring them forward exponentially.
Yeah. I just think about the coach we have currently. We hired him as a business coach, but I also knew he was going to be able to coach at a deeper level when it came to some of the blocks and the mindset things around, especially where I was. And I say where I was because this is what I'm saying just about saying yes to the container. It is happening at a much more rapid pace.
Put a pin in that because I want you to circle back, but I'm thinking even before we hired him, you didn't want to because of the belief system you were stuck in at the time.
That we didn't need him because we could do it on our own? See, I don't even remember the belief system. Hell yeah.
It was just like, well, how is this going to be different? Do we really need to hire him? Like, I don't know. And I think a lot of that was stuck into, like, I've done this before and it hasn't worked. So why is this going to be different?
Yeah. Yeah. And you like it was a big investment to hire him, a big investment that stretched us. And you're right. Wondering if it was going to work. Is this the right guy? Is this the right thing? You know, do I even want this? How do I know he's going to help? How do I know we're finally going to get results that we're looking for? All of that. And I just have had so many things. I mean, I've only been with them maybe like 2 months or something. And I've had so many things shut off. From an energetic, from a mindset, from a standpoint, because like it's the containers there.
Right.
And it's interesting too, because I just sent him the part of his program is we chat on Facebook Messenger and we have access, you know, to like chat with him and send him questions and stuff. And I sent him a whole bunch of questions yesterday. And it was interesting because like after I sent the questions, I was like, I listened to one of his podcast episodes and I was like, huh, I think I just got the answer to one of my questions, you know, and that's the kind of things that happens when you're in a container. You know what I'm saying? Cause sometimes just getting it out.
Right.
And having that space to get it out.
And having them reel you in too. Like I think a lot of the people we hired before weren't coaches. A coach is definitely a different animal in a good way.
Yeah.
You know, and the time he takes to sit and listen and is this, I want to make sure we're on the same page. Is this what I'm hearing? You know, blah, 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 blah. You guys don't have to do anything I tell you, but, you know, hey, try this, whatever, whatever. And even with that, we kind of found our own way of doing things. It's like, you know, it's interesting. This is the way stuff unfolds,
yeah.
And it's just like kind of like you said, the whole energetic thing and a lot of what you do, like the words, the mindset or whatever, is either going to have you like in front of a shit ton of opportunity or it's going to block you from a shit ton of opportunity.
Yeah, for sure. And that's the power of all this. I mean, like, I feel like we could just keep talking about this over and over and over. And if you want a little bit of a sneak peek into so many of the aspects that have unfolded for me in this journey that can also apply to you, I have been posting on social media and on our YouTube channel a daily inspirational video that has been me sharing along the journey. And I originally did it for me. And then here we are at day 22 at the time this recording. And I told Jay last night, I said, literally, these are all the pieces to the puzzle. all the pieces to the puzzle. Like, all you got to do is pick up the puzzle pieces and put them together. But like Jay said, sometimes that can be challenging because you're in your head and you need someone else to help you along the way. But it's like piece by piece. And I don't think there's much else for us to say in this specific episode because this season is going to continue to unfold and give you more perspective and more ideas and more mindset shifts and all of that as we unfold the season. Hey, guess what?
What?
Oh my God, guess what?
What?
Seriously. We changed our handle on Instagram so it's easier to say.
You were so
excited.
It's
easier to find us.
You were so freaking excited.
It's so easy to find us. So you can find us at the period dot Hollas, H-O-L-L-A-S.
You should see her face right now.
I'm so excited.
I should take a picture.
Because the old way is like the number 2 underscore the letter J. No. Like I don't have to do all that. That's the dot Hollas, H-O-L-L-A-S. You can find us there. Change it on Facebook too. You can freaking find us everywhere. Like,
You should see how I'm so staring exciting. At her right now.
Like, we are literally trying to make this super easy for you, super fun.
I don't and know super why she continues to yell at y'all.
Look, it ain't gonna be yelling. We're in the car. If anything, it's hard to hear you sometimes.
My mic is right here.
Thank God. All right.
Peace out.
Do your holla thing.
Holla.
You can subscribe to the Holistic Life Podcast from your favorite streaming platform. And don't forget to check out 2jholla.com to stay in the know as an official 2JH insider. Mahalo for tuning.